I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This show is a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Show notes can be found on our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore, the number two, say.weebly.com. And now, on with the show. March 2024 marks the birthdays of several people who, for different reasons, played a huge role in my life. My relationship with each of them is complicated, and I will not bore you with the details at this time. But today, I will dwell on the positive aspects of those relationships. So, in date order, here are the birthday girls. If she was still alive today, my first wife would have celebrated her 63rd birthday on March 4th. We were about to enter divorce proceedings when she passed away in 2003, meaning that we were not on good terms at that time. I didn't know whether to reach out to our son, Kenny, to mark the occasion, but he beat me to the punch by texting me, not to mention the birthday, but just to see if I was doing okay. My mother would have celebrated her 92nd birthday on March 7th. She passed a little less than a year before Kenny's mother did, and that was in 2002. I can't believe it's been over 20 years since I've been able to talk to her, visit her, or eat some of her good cooking. I also miss accompanying her on piano when she sang well-received solos at the Ephesus SDA Church in New York City. Last but not least, my former sister-in-law, Sinead, is still alive and well and living in Jacksonville, Florida. Her birthday is on March 14th, exactly 1 week to the day after my mother's. I'm not sure how old she is, except that she's nearing 70 years old. Although we had our issues from time to time, I could always count on her to have my back. And I need to figure out a way to acknowledge their birthdays. Now, if you have any ideas, please let me know. Also, let me know if you have any people in your lives who happen to be celebrating birthdays this month. A couple of years ago, I recorded an episode that I titled Doing Frugal Well, where I talked about some of the issues couples have if they don't know how to handle their inevitable money woes. I concluded that episode by giving thanks that Celia and I never, ever fought over money. And I'm thrilled to say that we still don't. Although we never fight over money, I still use the lack of it as a lame excuse for not doing some of the things that bring me joy. It wasn't until I created my list of resolutions for 2023 that I noticed that making excuses was simply my way of procrastinating. I spent most of 2023 hoping to get reacquainted with some activities that I enjoyed doing in my youth. So I bought a basketball and Googled neighborhood parks with basketball courts. I found the courts, but I never visited any of them. And the ball is still in the trunk of my car, probably dead from a lack of air. I planned on occasionally attending church services. As you will recall, I picked a very nice Methodist church that was just about 10 minutes from my house by car. First, using the pandemic as my initial excuse, I continue to come up with reasons for not attending. The lame excuse that I'm using now is that I only have square-toed dress shoes. Now, that's not true, but it's kind of good for a laugh. Another thing that comes to mind was my commitment to play the drums and guitar, as well as improve my skills on the bass guitar. When I focused, I made pretty good progress. I was even starting to play along with my favorite CDs. Then I ran out of gas and started making excuses as to why I didn't practice. Worrying that I would disturb the neighbors is why I quit playing drums. Having long fingernails was the excuse I used for not playing the guitar or the bass. After beating myself up for failing to finish any of those things on my list, I vowed to change my ways. The first thing I did was to know the difference between reasons and excuses. Then I set about worrying less about perfection and more about making progress. So far, things are working out okay. Now check with me in a couple of months to see if I've relapsed. Progress, not perfection. Now that was the third and final New Year's resolution I made for calendar year 2024. The first resolution is the one that makes the other two possible. And that is to work smarter, not necessarily harder. In other words, I shouldn't pile so much on my plate that nothing gets done. So, I began my efficiency campaign by reducing the number of resolutions I made for 2023 from 15 to just 7 back in 2022. Since the reduced stress agreed with me, I reduced the number of resolutions I made for 2024 from 7 in 2023 down to just 3. I enjoyed accomplishing most of the things I set out to do this year. However, I still see room for improvement. So, in keeping with the first resolution for this year, I've decided to combine the transcripts I post for each episode with my Friday blog post. When researching the idea of merging the two pieces of content, I learned that a lot of podcasters are doing just that. They even have a name for it. It's called the long form show notes format. Impressive. Now, I'm not going to totally abandon my blog. I'll probably continue to publish my post titled The Music That Moved Me every third Friday of the month. That's because writing my blog is an excellent way of keeping my skills sharp. It also allows me to get more of my thoughts out there in the world. So, please, wish me luck as I make a slight change in course. And let me know if I'm doing okay. I usually end each episode by leaving you with what I call parting shots, followed by a quote, saying, and in rare cases, a Bible verse. Today, I think I'll skip the parting shots and jump right to the quote of the day. If this doesn't work, I'll add them back in my next episode. Either way, I'll admit my mistake, move on, and make no excuses. Today's quote is from American author, poet, and illustrator, Richelle E. Goodrich. Who told you it's too late? And more importantly, why did you choose to believe them? Until next time, I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's much more, the number two, say.weebly.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Deskant MMG Podcast Network.